from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Hour number three of the starting lineup on your radio now at 99.1 FM. AM Frequency 990, Sports Radio, WNML.com. Tyler Ivins and Will West. We keep it rolling now with your chance to play the game.
It's time to play the game.
Just keep things going. Just keep things moving. Yes, give me the wheel. Let me see the phone ring. Give me 656-9900. We're taking callers number one and callers number two. Eric Kane, today we are playing a little Sports Jeopardy for your Monday. So, yes, those two callers now at 1-866-656-9900. How does Sports Jeopardy work?
Here's how Sports Jeopardy works. Each caller and contestant will get a 100-point question, a 200-point question, and then a final Sports Jeopardy question where they can bid based on the number of points that they have. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. One person is going to walk away with the big grand prize today. Tyler Ivins, what will they win?
There'll be a $25 gift card to Bojangles. For nearly 40 years, Bojangles has served the South. It's perfectly seasoned chicken made from scratch biscuits, signature fixins, and other regional favorites. You can check out Bojangles.com to find a location near you. It's 808, and of course that means it's bow time.
Yeah, look, it's always Bowberry biscuit time, by the way. It's always Bowberry biscuit.
You're not kidding, man. If there's something out there that is kryptonite for, I guess, clearly both of us, you give me a Bowberry biscuit, it's kind of like, come again, may I have some more?
Yes, exactly. You know what goes good with one Bowberry biscuit? Three more.
Justin, good morning. You get to decide. Will you be getting your Sports Jeopardy questions from Tyler or from Will?
Let's go, Will.
Keith, hold tight. You and I will go toe-to-toe next.
Current events is your category today, Justin. Let's get this W. Christian McCaffrey currently leads the NFL in rushing yards. This Browns running back is the NFL's second leading rusher. Christian McCaffrey.
Nick,
hey, look at Justin. He didn't even repeat the question.
All right, dude, dig it and swing.
Getting right after it. That's 100 points already for Justin. Your 200-point question. Carlos Correa became the second player in MLB history with multiple walk-off hits against the same opponent. The first was this former Red Sox slugger.
Mookie Betts. No, former. That's not right.
Come on, Justin. Five
three,
seconds.
Two. One.
I don't know.
All right. Hold on, Justin. You still have 100 points, though, moving along to the next line, the next round.
The Big Poppy is who we're looking
Big
for.
Big Poppy. David Ortiz did it back-to-back games against the New York Yankees
that
in 2004.
The 04, the Reverse the Curse series. Hey, Keith, good morning to you, man.
Hey, how are you?
We got two questions here. Let's see if we can knock out some points before bonus time. 100-point question.
All right.
It's even a multiple-choice one for you, Keith. Which non-Power 5 team is the highest ranked in this week's top 25? Is it Appy State, Boise State, or SMU? Looking for the highest non-Power 5 ranked team.
We'll take Appy State.
Correct answer is Boise State. The Broncos are 14, SMU 19. Appy State enters the top 25 at 24. Here's your 200-point question, though, Keith. Besides the New England Patriots, can you name the only other undefeated team left in the NFL?
49ers.
Correct. There you go, man. 200 points for you. Nicely done.
There you go.
Justin, it's bonus time for you. How many points are you wagering? Remember, you get in 100 additional points, so you're up to 200.
You have an extra. You have 200 points here, Justin.
Let's wager it all.
All right, wager it all. Put it all
Dude,
in the middle
I
of
like
the table.
Justin's mentality.
I do
this
too,
morning.
Justin. I do too. Nothing against Keith, but Justin, I like the way you're playing this thing. Well, your final Jeopardy question is this: Kyler Murray yesterday became the third rookie QB all time to throw for 300 yards in three of his first six games. The first two were Cam Newton and this Colts quarterback.
Andrew Luck.
It is Andrew Luck. Congratulations for Hondo sitting there for Justin.
All right, Keith, you got your 200 plus your 100. You go into the bonus with 300, 100 behind Justin. What are you wagering?
We'll wager it all. Try to win.
I like this, man. I like this all-in stare down. Let's get into it. There are three teams in NFL history that have winning records against all their division opponents. The Dallas Cowboys, the Kansas City Chiefs, and this team tonight on Monday Night Football. Again, there are three teams that have winning records against every team they share a division with. The Cowboys, the Chiefs, and this team appearing tonight on Monday Night Football.
I forget who's even playing tonight.
See, that's always the difficult one. Who's playing tonight?
Five seconds,
Keith. You can't think about maybe who you didn't see on Sunday? 4 seconds? 3 seconds?
The Rams.
See, that's a good guess. The Rams actually lost to the Niners yesterday. Justin, you get the win. The correct answer, the Cowboys, Chiefs, and the Green Bay Packers.
How about that?
They take on the Lions tonight. That's how you get a W, Justin. You just kind of put it all against the wall, and you see if anything sticks. You get a $25 gift card to our friends over at Bojangles. It's bow time, Justin. Hold tight.
Justin, thanks a lot, man. I like the way Justin plays the game. Plays it the right way.
Could you have told me that? Could you have told me that Green Bay was one of the three teams? Like, if I told you, hey, Will, there are three teams that have a winning record in NFL history against everybody in their division, would you guess Green Bay was one of them?
Yeah, I probably would have. I probably would have guessed that, yeah.
Won the first Super Bowl, so.
Well, because of early, and now let's not forget, though, from like the 70s through the, you know, the 2000s, they were terrible. The early 90s, they were terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie to that. Don
Majkowski was not getting it done. The Magic Man.
I would have believed the Cowboys. Like, if you told me, hey, Ivans, there are three teams that have a winning record against everybody in their division, I would have said, okay, the Cowboys in the East. I probably would have said the Patriots in the East as well because of just how dominant they've been. I don't know if I would have guessed Green Bay, and I don't know if I would have guessed certainly Kansas City.
No, I would not have guessed Kansas City. I would have thought the Steelers.
That would have been the one
that I would have gone with because the Steelers have been good, presumably, since the early 70s.
Yeah. See, I think I would have put Kansas City in there too, simply because they were first couple Super Bowls they won the second
they did,
one.
But you got to think about all time, right? Christian Okoye, Steve DeBerg, you know what I mean? Like, he had some years that
the Steel Curtain for sure.
Man, I love Christian Okoye. You ever played Tecmo Bowl?
Not in a while.
Man, Tecmo Bowl was awesome.
The Bills were so good in the 80s, but haven't been good since.
And weren't good before that either.
Yeah, so.
8:13, we come back from a Tennessee Lottery sports update. Vols, Dogs. Is Tennessee now turning the corner after a victory against an SEC West team? Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 FM. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
NFL Sunday in the books. The Titans fell to the Broncos 16-0. Mike Keith coming up here in just a couple of minutes when we return to the starting lineup. Seahawks came from behind. They downed the Browns 32-28. Texans followed a similar path, sending the Chiefs to two straight losses, 31-24. The final score, the Saints got past the Jags 13-6, while the Bengals fell to the Ravens 23-17. It was the Steelers over the Chargers Sunday Night Football 24-17. Georgia lost over the weekend. There's a new look at the AP poll. Bulldogs slid down to number 10 following the loss to South Carolina. Alabama remained in the top spot. LSU jumped Clemson to number 2. Clemson's at 3. Ohio State's at 4. It's Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Penn State, Notre Dame, Florida, and Georgia rounding out the top 10. And it was the Yankees that fell in walk-off fashion to the Astros. Carlos Correa went yard in the 11th to win it for the Astros 3-2, game 2 of the American League Championship Series. That series is now tied at one game apiece. Scare yourself silly with new Halloween Jumbo Bucks instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. The chance to win up to $75,000. Play today at any Tennessee Lottery retailer near you. 8:14, get a check of the roads. That'll be in 15 seconds with Pete Michaels. I'm Eric Kane.
They ain't good at all. We ain't winning this league. And we better than that. We just ain't showing it. Ain't playing well. Come in and, you know, evaluate ourselves. It's like the same old song. Just ain't good. Ain't good enough. But you gotta find ways to do it. I mean, ain't no excuse. It ain't been good.
Titans running back Derrick Henry, 15 carries for 28 yards. Don't worry, I'll do the math for you. 1.9 yards a carry. He only has a catch out of the backfield. Titans get shut out 16-0 against the Denver Broncos. They return home this Sunday. They've got a matchup against the L.A. Chargers. We welcome you back inside TSL on 99.1 FM, 990 AM. Titans with the loss now 2-4 on the year. And, man, things are getting out of hand quickly. And now Titans fans this morning on social media, on the phone lines, already voicing their frustration. Is it time to turn things over to Ryan Tannehill? We'll talk more about it now with the voice of the Tennessee Titans. You can hear the coverage on our sister station, 98.7 News Talk Radio, each and every Sunday. Mike Keith joins us now. Mike, that's where we'll get started. Titans fans frustrated, obviously, after the 2-4 start. Do you believe that it's time for a quarterback change in Nashville, Tennessee? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, they made one at the end of the third quarter, and Ryan Tannehill came in and hit 13 of 16 passes for 144 yards. He got the ball down the field. He got the ball to wide receivers. He was more effective than Marcus Mariota throwing the ball, but didn't score any points. And so while the results statistically were better in the final sort of look at it, it was not able to get the ball in the end zone. Now, in fairness to Tannehill, he's been a starter through his entire career. That's week six. You're coming into a game late in the third quarter. What would he look like with a week of preparation? You don't know. So now I think you sit down and you have a lot of long discussions. And this is where the NFL and college football differ, because Marcus Mariota has been your quarterback for 5 years. And you made a change yesterday based on performance, not because of the score or because of an injury. And so now the decision isn't just about the Chargers game. The decision isn't just about the rest of the season. The decision, you know, lies in a lot of different things that you consider going forward with this guy being in the last year of a contract. So I think there are going to be serious discussions at St. Thomas Sports Park about what the next direction is. I think what it comes down to, however, is this team offensively has not been getting it done. The last eight halves, they have not scored. In two of those other halves, they've scored 7 points. And with a defense playing like their defense is playing, you should be better than 2-4 right now.
Yeah, Mike, I was going to say, Tennessee right now, I think, is the 8th ranked defense in the NFL and 27th ranked offensively. Not to absolve Mariota at all, but it's not, look, because there are problems there, but it's not just him. It seems like especially the offensive line is still struggling even after Taylor Lewan's return.
Yeah, but that wasn't the big issue yesterday. I mean, the final stats will say 7 sacks. The first 2 sacks were plays where Mariota was trying to run and was taken down behind the line of scrimmage. Those 2 sacks were for a grand total of -1 yard.
Mm-hmm.
He missed throws that were there in the first half. A couple of throws. I mean, he just was not accurate. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. Yes, the offensive line can play better. They were in a tough spot down the stretch because Denver knows you have to throw every down. And so that sort of changes the look of what the final stats are going to be. But in the end, you can't change everybody. That, you know, that's not how it works. So you're going to have to figure out what works best for you. Is this the jump start Mariota needs? Is this the motivation he needs? Or is it time to make a change? And if it's time to make a change, it's obviously a very significant change, because he was the number 2 draft pick in 2015. He's been your guy. You're going away from your guy at this point if you choose to do that. And that's a major issue.
A major issue offensively, and maybe it's not fair for me to flip it over to the defense, Mike, but I feel like that this guy needs to be highlighted for some of the things he's done on that side of the ball despite the 2-4 start. I remember last year when the draft was happening and I was around a bunch of Titans fans, and when Rashawn Evans' name was called, I believe it was 22 or 23 overall, there were some Titans fans I was around going, no, that's not where you need to go, Rashawn. And I just constantly reminded him, you're getting a monster there at that position. Wait till he has a year or two under his belt. I get it. It's not sexy because it's not the sacks and things like that. But every time I flip over or I listen to your calls, it seems like you were saying Rashawn Evans' name. It seems every time that somebody has the ball.
He's a great football player. I mean, he's just a great football player. There's just no two ways about it. Rashawn Evans can do it all at linebacker. He's becoming a dominant player. And you know, between he and Harold Landry, the two players we picked last year, they were both great yesterday. Great against the run. Denver didn't throw a whole lot of different things. There were going to be a lot of opportunities to sack Joe Flacco because that ball's coming out pretty fast. But, I mean, Dave – They made plays down the field. Both of those guys are really outstanding and have really helped to elevate our defense. This is one of the best defenses in the NFL. I mean, they've given up 92 points in six games. They have not given up 20 points in a game. I mean, it's a defense that has done enough to be undefeated if the offense were just functioning at the level it was a year ago. This team is 4-2 instead of 2-4. And that's one of the reasons that you say at this point, if there's some things that you can get done, if there's some things that you can figure out, there's still some hope for this year because you would have the opportunity to put something together. You know, there's a lot of football to be played in this league, and a lot of things turn in different ways in the National Football League. And this defense is as good as anybody's.
This Sunday, Chargers, Titans, two teams that I had winning both wild card spots and getting into the playoffs in the AFC. There is still a lot of football to be played, but I hate using this phrase, must win. But it seems like that both the Titans and the Chargers, Mike, as we say goodbye, are both put into a situation where this might be a must win for both teams in Nashville.
Pretty doggone significant. I will give you that. For a lot of reasons, you know, if for no other reason, potentially if somebody does make a run, it could be a tiebreaker. You know, those are things that you look at because it is an AFC game. But now's the time, if you're one of these teams, you've got to start making a run. You've got to stack some wins and get something going. And, yeah, it's two confusing football teams right now, two teams on paper that should be better than what the records indicate.
Mike Keith, play-by-play voice of the Tennessee Titans. Early start time coming up on Sunday. Chargers, Titans, you can hear it. News Talk 98.7, the sister station down the hall. Mike, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you, sir.
Guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. It's been asked twice already. Here's the third time. It's Ryan Tannehill, the new guy. Look, they made the change.
Yeah, the offense
moved with Tannehill, but you're kind of right now. Look, it's a catch-22. You know what you're going to get on both of these guys. Yeah. There's a reason why Tannehill fell when he was in Miami.
Yes.
I also agree he's probably the best backup quarterback in the National Football League, but
there's a guy down there in New Orleans doing some things.
Hang on. I was going
Teddy
to say,
two gloves.
You've got Come Teddy on. Two gloves in New Orleans, and there's a lot of people who would make an argument that perhaps Kyle Allen right now is also making a discussion.
Yeah, Cam Newton's the best backup quarterback in the National Football League. Right?
Careful. Quickly, let's go around the room. Who's the starting quarterback for the Titans when the Chargers come to town Sunday?
I think it has to be Tannehill.
It has to be Tannehill.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Got another question for you. Have the Tennessee Vols officially turned the corner with the victory against Mississippi State? Yes, no. Are you ready for this? We have a third option. And 62% of the vote on the poll says, ask me again after South Carolina. Is that fair? That's fair, right?
That's fair.
It's the starting lineup. 99.1 FM. You're listening to the Esports Animal. Brandon on Twitter says, at Tyler Ivins, you do realize if Tennessee loses to Alabama, it's because you came off the roof.
You know, right? It's totally on you. No, wait a minute. No, it's not, because the Jets won yesterday. So all you did was reverse the juju, and it's like you turned over the figure four leg lock. From there, whatever happens isn't on you.
Should I have bought a lottery ticket yesterday?
Yeah, you totally should have gotten a scratcher.
Is there any way it carries over to today, or is that evaporated?
You got to at least try. It's worth a buck, right? Tennessee cash.
Pilot Pumpers, later today, you can catch me at the Pilot off North Shore and Morrell. You know that little road right there? It's across from our friends. Shout out to Pop's Donuts, by the way. Philip over at Pop's Donuts was bringing me some breakfast throughout all last week. So if you can find Pop's Donuts, if you can find me off North Shore Morrell Road, I'll be there. Pilot Pumpers beginning at 10 a.m. So let me pump your gas. Day's just coming off the roof, and you can say, hey, Ivan, start, bench, cut, pumping gas, hanging with Will and Eric, or living on a roof. Which, by the way, I would start with hanging with my bros. Speaking of SBC, what do you got for me, EC?
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
Gentlemen, yesterday was Treat Yourself Day.
Ooh. Treat Yourself 2019. You,
familiar with Treat Yourself Day?
That's right. Of course I am.
All right.
Clothes, fragrances, fine leather goods.
So buy a fur coat.
Start, bench cut, treat yourself stuff. Tennessee football championship, your NFL team's championship, a Super Bowl win, I guess, or an NBA championship. So for you, it would be the Knicks and the Jets. Obviously, for you, it would be the Giants and the Celtics.
Yes.
So start, bench cut.
We're talking about science fiction over here with Ivan.
So glad I'm back in the studio with you. At least I can reach over and punch you now instead of being miles down the road. I start the Vols picking up that natty. I will then bench the Jets getting that Super Bowl dub and science fiction the Knicks ever winning an NBA championship. So I will cut the Knickerbockers.
I will start.
You're going to start the Giants.
I know. I'm going to start Tennessee winning it.
Oh,
you know what we do for a living?
Come on.
It's free money. What are you talking about? Just seriously ducking it into the
sounds like a cash register. It must be a cash register.
So we'll start with that. We will bench the Giants winning a championship. We'll cut the Celtics winning a championship. So I think that's going to happen soon anyway.
Danny
Ainge getting it done with Jason Tatum.
Danny Dimes. Of course, he's not. That was a really soft one right there. I do apologize.
I like it.
Danny Dimes not playing like Danny Dimes he should be. Hey, best undefeated team in college football not named Alabama. Start, bench, cut, LSU, Ohio State, Wisconsin.
I will start Wisconsin.
What?
I will bench Ohio State. I will cut LSU. If there wasn't for a trash missed holding call in the end zone against Florida, LSU loses at home to Florida in that game. Or at least it's tied, and we'll see what that game looks like after that.
What did they put in your sharp cheddar you're
eating every
day?
Did you watch
that game? Yes, I did.
There was a blatant missed holding call that led to an interception in the end zone. Otherwise, it's a tie football game.
I know you're all on Wisconsin.
And I like Florida right now. I don't that much like Florida.
Have you seen Wisconsin's football schedule to date?
No, they ain't played nobody.
We
played Michigan.
Like, I get it. There are people out there who are like, but Ivan's Michigan. But Ivan's.
Did you just say ain't played nobody, Paul? You just say ain't played nobody,
like,
Paul.
I'm sorry, people want to Michigan. Dude, but they just beat Michigan State. Like, okay, Paul D'Antonio. Mark D'Antonio's team.
Paul?
Solid defensively, but what are they doing offensively? I am big on what Wisconsin's doing, but talk to me after they go back to back against Ohio State and Iowa. The correct answer is you're starting LSU right now. You are benching Ohio State, and you are cutting Wisconsin.
They probably had the best football player in the country.
Here's what I love. The fact that you have the Georgia quarterback undefeated at Ohio State.
Yeah.
The fact that you have an Alabama quarterback undefeated in Oklahoma. Yes. And who am I missing? I feel like there's an obvious one I'm missing here. Who's also a transfer I'm missing?
Joe Burrow.
And you've got an Ohio State quarterback who's got LSU undefeated.
Damn.
There it is. So, guys, start your dudes. I guess that you're seeing why that's why you're seeing Dan Mullen having so much of a problem of trying to keep Emory Jones in Gainesville.
Biggest surprise win on Sunday. Sorry, I couldn't read my own writing here. Jets over Cowboys, Texans over Chiefs, Steelers over Chargers.
Oh, let me take this.
Yeah,
I want to yell from the top of a roof of a dealership in town.
Sounds like you have experience in that regard.
I'm going to start the Jets over the boys.
Yeah.
I'm going to bench the Chargers over the Steelers, and I'm going to cut the Texans over the Chiefs. I mean, look, I get it. The Chiefs are supposed to be this runaway train at home, but I mean, the Texans, man, they got offense. They could hang with them.
Yeah, copy paste. We saw Patrick Mahomes as well the week before completed 42% of his passes once he had the ankle injury. No, it's not that surprising to me that the Texans win. The Jets over the Cowboys. It's Cousin Eddie. If I'd have woke up with my head stapled to the carpet, I couldn't be more surprised. And then the Steelers winning with the hold my spitter from Samford in that game is incredible.
You know, you can't score if you don't have the ball, right? How'd the Texans win that game? Go back and look at Kansas City's time of possession. One of the lowest outputs of the season.
Most frustrating moment from a Georgia team. Falcons, who are 1-5.
Ooh.
Braves first inning debacle in game 5 of the NLDS against the Cardinals for a chance. Okay, I'm going to move on. Or Georgia's loss to South Carolina.
I think you start the Braves. You start the Braves. You bench Georgia. You cut the Falcons because if you didn't think that Dan Quinn had this coming, then you weren't paying attention.
Co-signed. Same order.
Start the Braves 100 times over. All right, guys, an extension of Treat Yourself Day. It's National Dessert Day. Start, bench, cut. Cake pie or cookies?
Man, you can make the cake anything you want. You cannot. I'm not cookie cake either. So let's throw cookie cake out the door here.
Even though it's amazing. Can't combine the two. So I'm going to start the cake. I'm going to bench the cookies. I'm going to cut the pie.
I will start the pie, bench the cake, cut the cookies. Because too many times I've walked in there in the newsroom, there's been a big thing of cookies out there, and I grab one thinking it's a chocolate chip, and it's an oatmeal raisin, and that's just a steel chair to the back, man.
I hear you. That's a big mix-up.
It's an RKO out of nowhere. But you're just sitting there, and you're like, oh, gosh.
I could never. Yeah, it just ruins your whole week.
It's like walking through the whole West house full of booby traps.
You
don't know what you're going to get.
We might have had a situation yesterday where Avery was going to suplex the dog, and instead I picked her up and suplexed both her and the dog onto the bed, and then I ran around the house yelling AEW.
We call that the Tower of Terror.
Last one.
Gonna pop a little bit of the bubbly.
speaking of defense there, best defense in the NFL, Pats, Niners, or Bears, start bench cut.
Look, I want to say the Bears here because of Khalil Mack, but
You got to say Patriots.
You got to say the Patriots. Yeah. They just gave up their first passing touchdown of the year just on Thursday night. This is a tough one, but you start New England, you're benching Chicago, you're cutting San Fran.
I'm actually starting New England, benching San Fran, and cutting Chicago. That's nothing against Chicago. It's San Fran's defense is monstrous. What they're doing right now they held Jared Goff to under 100 yards passing yesterday.
Yeah.
That is stupid. Yeah. Absolutely stupid.
Yeah. Patriots defense is so great, but a little Danny Dimes got to him the other night.
It is what it is. Who among us is not?
So they also picked him off three times, but a little.
Still got a touchdown.
Yeah.
Start bench cut being brought to you by Heritage Realty.
HeritageRealtyKnox.com. Folks, Heritage Realty, a unique brokerage that focuses on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. They're amazing when it comes to property management, treating your property as if it's their own. Heritage Realty.
It's Crossover EA Show with Brian Rice. It's on the other side, our final Tennessee Lottery Sports Minute.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, NASCAR playoff racing at Talladega set to resume today at 2 o'clock Eastern. It was postponed. The race was after stage 1, 57 laps, with William Byron in the current leader. Again, that's at Talladega. Stage 2 and 3 set to be raced today. Game 2 of the American League Championship Series went to the Astros 3-2, courtesy of a Carlos Correa walk-off homer in the 11th over the Yankees. That series is now tied at one game apiece. Game 3 of the NLCS will begin tonight, 7:30 Eastern. Washington, who is already up 2-0, in the best of a seven-game series over the Cardinals. The SEC has a total of 6 teams in the AP Top 25. Auburn's at 11. Missouri slides into number 22. Of course, Alabama is at 1. LSU is at 2. And it is Florida at 9, with Georgia sitting at 10. And the Tennessee Titans fell to the Denver Broncos 16-0. Marcus Mariota benched in the third quarter in favor of Ryan Tannehill. Scare yourself silly with the Halloween Jumbo Bucks Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. You have a chance to win up to $75,000. Play today at any Tennessee Lottery retailer near you. It's 8:48. We're going to check on the roads with Beat Michael's traffic coming up in 10 seconds. I'm Eric Kane.
All right, time to cross over with the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. 99.1 FM, 990 AM. The only guy at our station whose last name can actually be an emoji. Somebody the other day is like, hey, shout out to your dude, Brian. And then they just put a bowl of rice emoji. And I was like, I'm going to start doing that. What's up, bowl of rice emoji?
How are you? It's how happy are you that you're not listening to traffic all morning?
It's all right. I will tell you, I enjoyed sleeping in my own bed. I took a 25-minute hot shower when I got home. It's good, man. It didn't really hit me that I was home or that things were back to normal until yesterday. Literally, if I just needed to go inside to use the bathroom, or if I just needed to go out and get the mail or just do simple things around the house, every time I turned around, my dog was like under my feet or on my hip. Like, that was when I noticed, wow, my dog really missed me for the days I was gone. His kind of separation issues with me all day yesterday was kind of the reality of wow.
Conversely, Will, what's it like to have Tyler back in the
No, it's good. It's good. He's showered, so it's a step in the right direction.
It's positive. Well, yeah. After the game on Saturday, Austin Price turned to Kaner and said, "You know, since you talk about how much harder it is to do a show with people in two places, I'm going to sit on the roof of one Texas Roadhouse, and Lowe's going to sit on the roof of another and see how we can do it." So it's easier for Kaner, too. We're glad to have you back at home.
Appreciate it, man. What's coming up on the program today? And before you even answer that quickly, before we part ways, I want you to answer the poll question we have up today. Has Tennessee officially turned their season around with the victory against Mississippi State? Yes, no, or do we need kind of like a magic eight ball to ask you again when South Carolina's on the schedule?
Yeah, I need more information. I don't know that I need to wait till South Carolina. I think you will know a lot about how this team is going to look going forward based on how they play against Alabama. Now, the result is not going to be something that determines how good they can be the rest of the year, but how they play, how they approach that game, and it's going to depend a lot also on how healthy Tennessee is going into that game. We'll certainly get an update from Jeremy Pruitt today on the health of his quarterback and some other guys that were dinged up, but you know that based on what Jeremy Pruitt said after the game, you've lost a defensive back likely for the year, so that's a position that you didn't really want to lose somebody, particularly somebody who got hurt while making an interception. So the health is going to be important for this team this weekend. I'll be interested to see how they approach this game. And, you know, maybe Nick Saban just calls off the dogs early and play a closer game than we think. But I think effort-wise, you know that this team has turned a corner because they've never quit. And it would have been easy for them to quit several times. They've never done that. So I feel like they've turned a corner there. Have they turned a corner where they're going to win five or six games? That I need to see Carolina first.
It's the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice, and it's coming up on the other side next here on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal.